The other thing about intention is being clear about what our own personal intention is. And to do that, it really helps not just to be grounded, but also to have what I call an anchor to the core self. One of the states of consciousness that we have available to us, you could say, is kind of like baseline, neutral, the state of consciousness you're in when you're relaxed, when you're just yourself, when you don't have to impress anybody, you don't have to do anything, when you sort of are who you are at your most basic level. And here's a simple little magic trick for finding that state, getting to that state, and bringing yourself back to that state. So again, take a breath and once again ground. Feel those roots going into the earth. Feel that energy flow coming up through you and moving down through you. And when you're grounded, I'd like you to just say your name to yourself. When you hear that name, feel where it echoes inside you. And think about when it is in your life that you do feel most yourself. Most yourself and most relaxed in being yourself. Where again, you don't have to impress anybody. You don't have to put on any front. You don't have to produce or prove anything. You can just be who you are. And think about what you might do, what you might see, feel, hear when you're in that state. As you do that, notice where you feel that in your body, how your body feels, what positions your body takes, how your breathing feels. And see if you can find one spot in your body. It might be a place you can touch. It might be a way you hold yourself or a way you breathe or a way you position yourself. Some way to physically embody that state. And just take a breath and touch that place. Take that position. Breathe into it. Let yourself feel more and more fully yourself. And as you do, notice if there is an image in your mind or a symbol, something you can hold to associate with this state. And hold that in your mind. And as you're holding that in your mind and you're holding your body, you're touching your place, you're anchoring the state into your very being. I'd like you to just think about whether there is a word or phrase you can say. Think about whether something can come to you that you can hear, that you can say to yourself, like a magic word that you can use to call yourself into the state. And just take a breath and let yourself know what that is. And tell yourself when you use these three things together, this physical thing, this place you touch, this image that you hold in your mind, this word or phrase that you say, you're going to bring yourself into this grounded, neutral, baseline, core state of awareness. Do that and then open your eyes and notice what you see around you, what you hear, what you feel, how the world looks to you when you're in this state. And we call that process anchoring to your core self, and it's one that I use a lot. I use it a lot personally. It's part of my personal practice. It's a very good practice to have if you end up as a sort of public person or a teacher or somebody who has to be out in front of other people. And you're either getting a lot of praise or you're getting a lot of criticism and a lot of blame. It really helps to have a way to bring yourself back into neutral, ground yourself very quickly, and not take on what doesn't belong to you. You can practice with that anchor. Again, the more you practice with it, the quicker it'll get to be there. It's also very helpful if you're teaching, if you're presenting something, if you're confronting someone and you're able to do it from a grounded and anchored place, you're going to be much more effective than if you're doing it from an inflated or a deflated or a nervous kind of place of being. The other thing is when you're grounded, when you're anchored, you can also use that state to help yourself make choices and make decisions and to know if they are actually aligned with your sacred intention. So let's practice that. Take a breath again and use that anchor that we've just created. Use that place that you touch, that word or phrase you say, that symbol that you visualize. With a deep breath, holding all those things in your mind, bring yourself into that nice, grounded, anchored state of consciousness. Now, when you're here, when you're anchored, I'd like you to imagine that you have a little swinging compass needle in your belly. And you can see it kind of swing around, pivot around your center of gravity. It can swing north, it can swing south, it might even swing three-dimensionally. Now what I'd like you to do is to try to think of a time in your life when you have really been acting in alignment with your own sacred intention. When you've really done what you felt was the right thing to do, when you've been putting your energies toward what is most sacred to you. As you breathe, as you think about when that time was, what you're doing, how your body felt, what kinds of physical activities you might be doing, what state of health you might be in. Breathe into it. Notice how you're breathing, how your energy feels. Notice what you're feeling emotionally. As you do all that, I'd like you to take a look at that compass needle and imagine that compass needle is swinging around to due north. And you can tell yourself that when you look inside, when you look at that image of that inner compass and it's swinging to due north, it will be when you are in alignment with your sacred intention. And with that image of the compass go all of these feelings, emotions, energies, all these things you're experiencing now. And then take a breath and let go of this visualization. I'd like you to think back and maybe imagine a time when you've acted in a way that was not in alignment with your sacred intention, where you got pulled into doing something you should not have been doing, when you couldn't quite gather the energy or the inner or outer resources to take a step you needed to take, when you let yourself be blocked in some way. And just take a breath and notice how that felt. How your body feels. How your energy feels. How you feel emotionally. What happens to your spirit. And then take a breath and look down at that compass needle and see where it's pointing. When you're in this state, when you made these choices, what range of choices did you perceive that you had? And are there any patterns? Is there anyone who tends to throw you into the state or any kinds of situations? And now just take a breath and let this all go. Shake it out and brush it out. You can literally like take your fingers and comb out your energy field and shake off your hands. And then take a breath and use that anchor again that we just created. That anchor to your core self. That physical place you touch or stance you take. That image that you visualize. That word or phrase that you say. And bring yourself back to your core self. Look down at your inner compass and think again about that time when you did act in alignment with what was sacred to you and how that feels again. And as you look back on that situation where you did not act in alignment with what's sacred to you, where something stopped you or blocked you, think for a moment about the choices you perceived in that situation. And from this grounded, anchored place, from this place where you are connected to your core self and to your sacred intention, can you look back? Do you see any choices that you weren't aware of at the time? And there are other possibilities, other roads you might have taken. And then just ground yourself again, use that anchor. Take a breath, open your eyes, and come back. And again, remembering, the more you practice, the more you use that anchor, the stronger it'll become and the quicker you'll be able to get into that state.